Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the photogenic Chartres neighbourhood of Bordeaux, a destination for dining and strolling around historic streets. Whilst evading the crowds that flock to the touristy downtown, our guide is Alexandra Forbes.
Ever since the launch nearly 2 years ago of the TGV train line linking Paris to Bordeaux, which reduced the trip to 2 hours, tourism exploded in the once sleepy city, which is best known as the heart of France's wine world. Not only is it now easier than ever to reach Bordeaux by train, but the city has never looked more gorgeous. Many millions of euros were spent in recent years to beautify it, and nowhere is this more evident than on the riverfront. Walk from your hotel to the city fairgrounds called the Quinconce. It separates the downtown, which is the most touristy area, from the Chartres neighborhood, which stretches north from there and straddles the Garonne River. Since the 1600s, this waterfront was where all wine trade was concentrated, and it was home to thousands of négociants, or wine merchants. When wine stopped being shipped down the river, the harbor lost its importance, and the bustle of men rolling wine barrels onto ships went silent. Life on the harbor only really returned in the past decade as a huge facelift of the riverfront was completed. It's now become a tranquil and tree-lined promenade and bike path. Every Sunday morning, that's where the city's funnest street market takes place. It's called the Marché de Quai, or Harbor Market, and it draws big crowds, especially in the warm months, with kids trailing their parents and locals loading their straw baskets with goodies. You'll find everything you'd expect to find at a French street market, like fruits and vegetables and hams and sausages and homemade jams. True to the stereotype, you'll also see lots of baguettes and cheeses of every possible style. My personal favorite is the snow-white Brillat Savarin, which is probably the creamiest and softest cheese I've ever tasted. Try to get the truffled version that reveals layers of chopped truffles when you cut into it. If there's one thing that sets the street market apart from many of the other great street markets in France, is the abundance of oysters. Bordeaux is only an hour's drive from the seaside, where oyster shacks line the shore. Oysters off the shell are the most common aperitif in these parts, usually paired with zippy and crisp Bordeaux white wine. The heart of Chartres is the adorable Place du Marché Square. Many of the best Bordeaux food shops and restaurants are on this square or right behind it. There's Chez Boulin, specializing in fish and seafood from the nearby coast. There's El Nacional, the best steak and fries place in town. There's a shop selling organic produce. And there's La Fromagerie de Pierre, the best cheesemonger. Be sure to ask if Pierre himself is in, so you get to taste samples of the cheeses he ages in stone caves. My friend Nikki Worsley, a Brit who lives in the Chartres and raves about its restaurants, says she loves the very Frenchy, traditional feel of the neighborhood, like you're in a small village. She buys bread every day at La Petite Boulangerie, her favorite bakery, which is the cutest, tiniest bakery you can imagine. Nikki's favorite restaurant is Symbiose. There are only 5 tables, so you must call to reserve to try Chef Felix Leclerc's market cuisine. He buys everything local and grows his own veggies, so the menu changes daily. The suckling pig with asparagus velouté I had recently was juicy and just delicious. Come back at night, however, and wander past the old grandfather clock, and you'll discover a hidden speakeasy, serving the best and most creative cocktails in town. Of the hot young chefs who've moved recently to Chartres, the best is Fabien Beaufour, who's cooked at well-known restaurants in London. He, too, chose Chartres for its village feel. His new restaurant, 133, set in a light-filled space, is the hottest ticket in town. The small dishes are made to share, and his beef and vegetables are grilled over charcoal for that smoky finish. The clientele is mostly local. That's why the time to discover Chartres is now, before everybody else does. For Monocle, in Bordeaux, I'm Alex Forbes.
This has been episode number 128 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Alexandra for the tour in Bordeaux. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.